broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day. Good morning. It's the 26th of August. We're moving into September. Oh my. We're in the clubhouse. Guests this morning, Heather Daly D'Onofrio, the Chief Communications and Tour Operations Officer, LPGA. Chris Novak, Coordinator, PGA Hope. PGA Hope, helping our patriots everywhere. Cleveland Golf's Vice President of R&D Operations Intellectual Properties and co-author of The Wedge, John Ray. Fred Torres, creator of Slot Shot. And Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport and host of the Grill Room Golf Show. He's in Houston, so we're going to have a little bit of a preview about the FedEx Cup playoffs and just how's the weather over there. We'll be back, of course. First, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
We're going to check in with Heather Daly D'Onofrio, LPGA Chief Communications and Tour Operations Officer. I just want a big shout out to everybody on the coast of Texas, in Houston. The sound of that roar, the sound of that rain, that relentless sound that never stops, that keeps on. It's like you don't get any relief. You may be inside, but it's just always pounding. That's a hurricane. And this one was an amazing 4. It's now a 1, in case you're just getting up. And it's heading in the Houston area. A lot of winds, about 80 miles an hour. Yeah, it's sounding. And they said more lightning than they've ever experienced. It's just an amazing time. And prayers, good thoughts, positive energy going out to everybody in Houston from Hawaii. And of course, Bobby Bupko is going to be on the show. Tell us what it's like. And they said that it's a big place, Texas. You know, so the folks in Corpus Christi, I just keep safe. All right, let's go. I'm not sure if Heather Daly D'Onofrio is in Florida, but it's probably not anywhere near as upset, the weather, that is. In Hawaii, we've got partly cloudy and breezy conditions today. The leeward side, some isolated showers, some scattered showers over the windward side this morning. The highs between 85 and 90, and the winds are out of the east, 15 to 20. Heather, what's the weather?
Hey, that reminds me of when I was a kid. That's what everybody used to say to me. Heather, what's the weather? Well, I am in Florida, so I'm in Ormond Beach here, and we've got the overcast skies, a little bit of rain, but it's a pretty nice day. It's probably going to be about 85, 90. But I'm with you, Danielle. You know, our thoughts and prayers, too, are with those in Texas. We went through a pretty rough hurricane here in these parts last year, so It's a scary time, and we send our thoughts and prayers as well.
Wonderful. I just want to congratulate you on something. Last weekend, it was in the, must seem like, how could it have been just last weekend? Solheim Cup, amazing event, amazing victory, just an amazing time. Tell me how, when you look back, what do you think?
It really was a phenomenal week. The atmosphere there at Des Moines Country Club was electrifying all week. We had records broken across the board, you know, both on and off the golf course. We had, Annika said herself, she said there was a level of golf played that she had never seen, and that's a lot coming from a champion of Annika's caliber. The level of competition, the sportsmanship, was just absolutely incredible. Last week, we had over 124,000 fans. We broke all sorts of records on digital, TV, social, merchandise sales, everything. I mean, it's just a phenomenal success.
Huge, huge. It was 16.5 to 11.5. And of course, I'm going to have to ask you a lot of questions. You know, for a while, I was almost embarrassed at how loudly we roared for ourselves in victory, in moments of domination. It was like, God, it's kind of embarrassing. I'm feeling bad for the LET and European team. Did you feel that at all? What was the feeling there at inside?
That's a great question, because I think, you know, I watched a lot of the matches and it was a lot closer than the points were panning out to be. I mean, there was just such incredible golf. I know that the U.S. won by a 5-point margin, which was their largest margin of victory since '96. But particularly on Sunday, any one of those single matches pretty much could have gone the other way. They could have flipped so easily. And there were so many matches. I think back to the four-ball match with Brittany Lincecum and Brittany Lang. They were calling themselves the Killer Bees all week. against Segonda, Carlota Segonda, Mel Reed. And they had 7 or 8 birdies on the front nine. I think they were only 1 or 2 up. So the level of play was amazing. Certainly, you know, the U.S. won. Europe played phenomenal. And I do think it's closer than the point margin reflects, I think.
So when the crowd roared, it was because they thought they weren't sure. You know, this was a moment when we overcame what we thought may not have happened. We won, although we may have not won. It was really close. And see, on television, knowing the score all the time, having that right in your face, you don't sense that. Mm-hmm. You know, that we could have possibly lost it. And it just was like, you guys, I don't know if I can stand us cheering so much. I'm feeling really bad. But I loved watching. And, you know, then I read some of the stuff the writers write. You know, they call the victory a rout. They call another writer said it was a bit more generous. He said it was lopsided victory. But then he went on to say the Solheim Cup is broken because it's become nothing more than an exhibition. And he goes on to say that, you know, it should be the European and the U.S. players versus the Koreans. You know, bring the LPGA and KLPGA and put those really strong Korean players up against the U.S. and LET players.
I actually did read that article, Danielle, and I'm not sure what the writer's definition of broken is. Because
yes.
Look at the stats from Solheim Cup last week. You know, more than even our social media channels, we had more than 1 billion potential impressions. We had 7.3 million viewers who tuned in. Sunday was the most watched cable, the women's golf day in the previous 8 years, since 8 years ago. So certainly it is not broken. It will always be compelling matches, USA versus Europe. They weren't calling it broken a couple of years ago when Europe won, and it will always be a compelling match. It's been a strong championship every 2 years since 92. And we also, the U.S. is just, they're defending their championship at the UL International Crown. For those who are out there who don't know that the LPGA has our answer to the President's Cup, it's the UL International Crown, which is played every 2 years. We're heading into our third edition in 2018, which will be played at the Jack Nicklaus Golf Club in Korea. It'll be the first time we take the event overseas. And that event is eight countries, best countries in the world, with 4 players each per country. The USA won last go around. Spain won the inaugural championship. But right now, I think the countries that are currently qualified are Korea, Thailand, China, USA, Australia, Sweden. So that's the opportunity for the global nature of women's game in a compelling match play format. And we went with that format because if you picture that moment when Lizette Salas finished her match and her caddy Benito draped her in the American flag and Julie Engster comes over and hugs her. I mean, players want to play for their country. Everybody wants that experience, which Lizette had, having her country's flag draped around her. And that's what we're creating with the UL International Crown.
It's an amazing thought of this event being played in Korea. It's, if anybody has any doubt about fans, you guys are going to break all records, all records. Solheim Cup records probably will be broken in Korea when the UL International Crown is played there.
Yeah, very, very well. We're very excited to be headed to Korea. It's the same venue where they played the President's Cup on. And you know, everything, ticket sales are going well, corporate sales are going well, the players are excited, particularly our players from Korea can't wait to go compete, you know, for the crown on their home soil.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a terrific event. Yeah.
I mean, they're stars, they're rock stars at home. So we're going to be drowned out when it comes to cheering and all the stuff that goes on. And when you're playing for your country, let me ask you another thing about the going back to the Solheim Cup and the LET, the Ladies European Tour. Have you heard anything more? Because a lot of the players on the Ladies European Tour, they've only played maybe four, five, six events this past year. There have been some serious financial problems on the tour. So putting four of the top points leaders into the Solheim Cup European team from the LET, it's like they have no time to get ready for competition. And then the top four Europeans who are on the LPGA or in the world ranking, they're chosen for the European team. And then the captain gets four picks. My question is, I understand that Keith Pelley, chief of the European Tour, and Mike Wan, chief of the LPGA Tour, according to GolfChannel.com, both Pelley and Wan sat down with the LET and agreed to work out a financial relief package of some sort. Have you heard anything more on that?
Well, right now we've had very top-line discussions with the LET, our commissioner has, and we're willing and able to get involved. The LET has a very strong history. We're confident that their future will be bright. They've got tremendous players. I think the world was introduced to Georgia Hall at the Solheim Cup.
Yeah.
One of their stars, and she was a rookie on the team, and she was just up. She was Danielle Kang-like on the first tee on Sunday, getting the crowd to scream and yell while she was hitting, which was, I don't know how they did that. It was so impressive, both of them. But there's really nothing to report at this time, but our commissioner has had some top-line discussions with the LET.
That's great, because when we do get a chance to see them play on Golf Channel, when there's an opportunity to actually show the Ladies European Tour, it's always great. You know, it's great to see women around the world competing, women getting into the game and growing the game. And that's, you know, having eyes on them and now getting support from the European Tour and the LPGA Tour. That's awesome. And the European Tour has great social media skills. I mean, they put out some pretty funny things for their guys. So they've got a really great
platform.
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who's back in the back room thinking up stuff, but they do a good job of thinking up stuff. It's so much fun. Speaking of women, young women, rookies, and isn't the LPGA Q School happening now?
Yes, we have stage one of our Q School in Rancho Mirage this week. We had 361 women tee it up, which was a record for us, record number of entries, and they're playing 4 days on three different golf courses, and we make a cut after today's round. And the top 90 players out of those 361 will advance to stage two, which will be held in October. So then we had 42 countries represented.
Wow.
In the field. So again, just a tribute to the global growth of the women's game.
It truly is. It truly is. It's marvelous. And the Symetra Tour is also, of course, the next stage. You get from Q School to Symetra Tour. Tell me, it's Q School, Symetra Tour, and then the LPGA Tour?
Yeah, so right now we graduate our top 10 winners, money leaders, on the Symetra Tour to the LPGA the next year. So our tour championship is in October, and the top 10 leading money winners will automatically graduate to the LPGA. So for those who don't make it all the way through Q School for LPGA, they will play the Symetra Tour next year and have their opportunity to play their way on through the LPGA through that tour.
How many come out of the Q School directly to the LPGA?
After stage three, we have the top 45 in ties, who will go directly to the LPGA out of the Q school. And the stage three is after Thanksgiving, so it's not until December.
And what about the bubble boys? We talk about the bubble boys. Are there bubble girls on the LPGA?
There's always bubble players. You know, for our tour, a player needs to finish in the top 150 on the money list to maintain any status for the following year. But the numbers that the players really look at are top 80, because that essentially makes you exempt for the majority of the tournaments the following year. And then top 125 is another key marker for our players. But every year there's players that are on the bubble, and the media watch them, Golf Channel watches them. We have including the CP Canadian Women's Open this week, we have two more events here in the U.S. before we head overseas. So those players are looking at that line right now.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, that's your livelihood. You're playing for your job at that point. And being in the top 80 means you can pretty much set your schedule, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even if players finish in the top 100, they can pretty much set their schedules. They might not get into some of the more limited field events at the very beginning of the year, but they'll play a good full schedule.
Nice. And then we've got the CME, Race to the Globe, and the final event is coming up.
Yes, so that'll be our CME Tour Championship is the week before Thanksgiving. We'll have 72 players who will earn their way in off of our points list. And the exciting thing about that event is the build-up. So the top five heading into CME, top five players, basically will control their own destiny. If they win CME, they'll win an additional $1 million prize for the Race to CME Globe. And then the top 12 players, so your numbers 6 through 12, also have a mathematical chance of winning that $1 million. So that it's pretty exciting. Players will start, especially during our Asia swing, they'll start looking at that list, and their goal is, I remember talking to Shenzhen Feng and Christy Kerr last year, and what they needed to do to get that. It was top three controlled their own destiny last year, and it's top five this year. So players are looking at that and jockeying for position to win that extra $1 million.
Excellent. I'm just, my computer won't show me the leaderboard, right? I'm over here going, hey, I want the leaderboard of the LPGA, okay? It's just refusing to show me. But the last time I checked, Inji Chun was leading. Mo Martin was second. She's such a steady player. You know, she's a tremendous. Her story all about winning the British and then coming back and getting her farm was, to me, just such a, it was so deep, so family, so, you know, making it through, overcoming obstacles. And I think that's what all of the women on the LPGA have managed to do. There's not a lot of money to be made on the Symetra Tour. You know, God bless all of the sponsors who make it possible to put those events on and have the women play. But it's always kind of like the 50s when the LPGA founders were driving across the country from stop to stop. And, you know, I always think about them going out and going to a baseball field, you know, or a baseball diamond during a game and doing some demonstrations. Hey, you know, we're in town, guys, you know, come on over, watch us play here. Look how good I am in the middle. That's what they did. It's amazing.
That's what the founders did. They founders did it all. They would hand out flyers on busy street corners trying to get fans to come to their events. Shirley Spork and Marilyn Smith talk about how they went to a big boxing match, and during a couple of the rounds, they got into the middle of the ring with the microphone and were soliciting fans that way. So they did everything. They set up the golf courses. They cut the checks. They did all the PR. I mean, we exist because of the hard work of our 13 founders, and then many who came after them. So, but you see, Mo Martin, she's a great example. She played Symetra Tour for 5 years, got out onto the LPGA, and as you said, has a tremendous story. Won the British Open. So the Symetra Tour has been great for developing the players, for bringing the best onto the LPGA and turning them into champions.
Well, I'm just so thrilled to talk with you, Heather Daly-D'Onofrio, the Chief Communications and Tour Operations Officer. An LPGA player knows what it's like being on the road, knows the challenges. You know, when I see Arya Jutanugarn, and last year she's like nothing but winning and smiling and winning and smiling, and then this year we're like waiting, where's the winning and smiling and winning and smiling? Lydia Ko, what you changed, you did all these changes. Now, where are you? You haven't won in a year. And it's and then, but we're not traveling every week. We're not trying to figure out, you know, where something needs to be purchased. There's so many things in one's life that change when you're on the road. There's insecurities. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And us fans just have huge expectations. How do you players handle that?
That's a great question, I think. And I think players all handle it a different way. You know, golf is a tough sport. And all players go through their good times and their not so good times. And I remember going through a few not so good times when I played, and my husband saying to me, "Look, Heather, you have to learn to love it, whether you're playing well or you're playing poorly. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to last out there." And he was right. I mean, you have to love the game. You have to love the travel. You have to love the competition, whether you're number one in the world or number 150, and whether you're doing making cuts or missing cuts, because otherwise it's a game that can get you down. But you know, a lot of our players have very, very good support teams. A lot of them travel with their families. But it's all about getting into a routine. And everything is different for every player. Some players like to go out to dinner with other players. Some players like to order room service and just be by themselves. And it's learning what works for you as a player. And sometimes it takes some time to figure that out.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show. Heather Daly D'Onofrio, Chief Communications and Tour Operations Officer, LPGA. I'll talk to you again soon.
Yes? All right. I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Danielle.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're going to come back and talk with Chris Novak, PGA Hope Coordinator. PGA Hope, helping our Patriots everywhere. Part of the PGA Reach, the charitable foundation of the PGA of America. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget."
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Looking forward to Bob, the PGA Hope Coordinator. PGA Hope, helping our Patriots everywhere. Chris Novak.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing? You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to share with everybody and your listeners what we're doing here at PGA America.
PGA Hope introduces golf to veterans with disabilities to enhance their physical, mental, social, emotional well-being. It's very much like my friend Steve Greiner does through his Links to Freedom. So I'm really...
Exactly.
Do you know Steve?
Steve does a great program, and actually we helped him fund his program through PGA Reach and Hope. So, he works with us, and, you know, he's doing the same thing we are. We're trying to give back to our nation's veterans and using golf as therapy.
It is. Golf as therapy. It's wonderful. I was once at his program at Belvoir. I sat in and was there for it. It was wonderful to see everybody come together, all the people who have... You know, some things you don't even notice. I mean, you can't tell. There's, blowed up.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. One of the things, you know, that people don't realize is, you know, it's very easy to see the price of war when you see an amputee or someone in a wheelchair, you know, who sacrificed that way, but also just the amount of veterans that we have returning with PTSD, and what golf does as a modality to help treat that is unbelievable. And Steve does a great program with his Links to Freedom, but, you know, as HOPE, which is PGA's nonprofit charitable military program, we have 80 programs across the country, and we serviced over 3,500 veterans last year. We just keep growing and growing. It's really a great program.
Chris Novak served our country for 6 years in the Marine Corps until he was medically retired. He lost his leg from a friendly fire accident. That must have been like shock and shock.
Yeah.
You know, when you get through that, you know, there must be a lot of emotional stuff that goes on. How did this happen to me?
Do you know? Right. And that's, you're right. You know, every veteran, you know, who experienced trauma or witnessed trauma has to figure out how they're going to digest it and how they're going to deal with it. And that's what's great about the game of golf. It gives you a skill set. It gives you an opportunity to think about something other than the trauma that you've experienced or witnessed. And that's what we do with the PGA HOPE program.
So when you take the PGA HOPE program, which stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere, tell us how golf helps people. I saw people just, you know, just being able to talk with each other. Right. Does it give you a different focus as well because you're trying to hit a ball?
you proverbially hit the nail right on top of the head. So what we do is we call this a moment in time. And as you and all your listeners know, the one thing you need to think about when you're playing golf is striking that golf ball. So you're not thinking about anything else. So if we take a veteran out there, we teach him the game of golf after 8 weeks. Let's say he goes out and shoots a 105. That's 105 moments in time he was thinking about something else other than the trauma that he's experienced or witnessed. He's thinking about striking that golf ball. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're giving him moments in time with the program.
That's wonderful. And, you know, since so many, I mean, I have never had PTSD. So I don't know. Is it something that consumes your mind?
It does. It's interesting. There's a lot of different studies about PTSD and things like that. You can have two people experience the exact same thing, and each of their minds are going to digest it differently. So what we're trying to do is allow veterans an opportunity to take their life experiences and get away from them by using the game of golf and giving that moment in time. So in answer to your question, it does consume some veterans more than others, and some it doesn't, you know, it doesn't bother them as much. But with the game of golf, we're able to help veterans, whether they think about it constantly or they're just thinking about it occasionally.
Yeah, and I've been in touch with some who don't even think they have it. But if you've known somebody for a while, you can kind of recognize that there's something different. There's maybe a distance that wasn't there before.
It is something that some people may not even realize that they do have or that they've experienced. And sometimes when we do get them in the HOPE program and we start talking to other veterans and they're like, they play around, they're like, wow, I have not felt that relaxed or felt that good in a long time. And then they're like, wow, maybe I do need to get some help because I do have issues that I really didn't realize. So I was totally relaxed.
Exactly. When you get out of yourself, and that's the beauty of golf, it gets you out of yourself on the course. You're around nature. Nature will do that naturally, but a lot of people don't know what to do around trees. What am I?
You know, I spend a lot of time around trees in my golf game. So I know what to do around trees.
Get away from them. Chris Novak.
Take your punishment and get out.
Yeah, take your punishment and get out. Right. I go out sideways. None of this around the tree stuff. Chris exactly. Novak is the PGA HOPE coordinator, and HOPE stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. And PGA HOPE is part of the PGA REACH. And PGA REACH is the charitable foundation of the PGA of America. So, Chris, I understand that you're responsible for growing the HOPE program across the country, bringing the game to disabled veterans. How do you do that?
Well, we do it a couple different ways. First of all, we could not do it without our PGA professionals. You know, with our PGA professionals across the country, once they learn about HOPE, they want to give back. It's an opportunity for them to give back. So we link up with PGA professionals. We link up with the Department of Veterans Affairs, which we have a memorandum of understanding with. And I just reach out to the veteran community. We just get veterans involved, and it just grows organically. You know, Steve's doing his thing. He's got a great program out there. We got all these different programs across the country. And with HOPE, what we're trying to do is bring them all underneath one umbrella, bring them underneath PGA of America and the PGA Professionals.
Oh, I like that, because, you know, I get confused. I hear about this program, that this, you know, this one, that it's all for our veterans and people with disabilities from being a veteran, whatever it happens to be. In your case, you lost a limb, right?
Correct. I lost my leg below the knee. But more importantly, with HOPE, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get all these different veteran programs out there focused and instructed by PGA professionals who have to receive the specialized training, one-day training that we provide for them before they can be a HOPE instructor. And then we have our memorandum of understanding with the Department of Veterans Affairs. We're the only actual professional sports organization and even golf organization that has a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Veterans Affairs. So what that does is allows a rec therapist, a physical therapist, a doctor, anybody who's treating a veteran, recognizing that they may benefit from the game of golf, may benefit from HOPE, they can do a direct referral to that veteran without having to get prior approval. So that's been a big key to us. And that's what's helped us get an umbrella around all these different golf programs out there for veterans. So I encourage your listeners, if they're doing golf for veterans, reach out to us. Let us know, and let's see how we can get you under this HOPE umbrella.
Under the PGA HOPE umbrella. That's great. And having that memorandum of understanding with the Veterans Affairs just fosters trust. You know, and people and know that you're, what do you do during the training, during that one day?
So what we do is, so we spend half the day inside going over the PGA professionals, how to talk to veterans and understand the veteran culture. You know, PGA professionals have a different way of teaching. Some of them may be more hands-on, and we have to explain to them that may not work with a veteran who's suffering from PTSD. You can't walk up and grab his arm in the backswing, things like that. We spend the first half of the day inside classroom going over that, and then second half of the day we spend on the range actually putting the therapy, actually putting the professionals in different type of scenarios, whether we have them hitting from a wheelchair, having them hitting from a simulated prosthetic, or whether we blindfold them. We spend time understanding what the veteran may be experiencing.
Wow, that is awesome. Wow. So you're putting a person in someone else's shoes.
Yes. Or shoe with their amputee.
Sorry about that. Yes, of course.
No. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have the PGA professional understand what that veteran may be experiencing while they're teaching.
That's wonderful. There's also the fun component or the competitive component, because bottom line is veterans develop a competitiveness, I think, innately. In addition to being team players, and my son is in the Army. He's airborne, Army, not airborne, but helicopters, Blackhawks. And he's always was played for Kahuku football on the team. So he's a team guy, but there's a competition inside the team. And I think this, I'm getting to the second annual PGA HOPE Secretary's Cup, right?
Right. Well, first of all, thank you, son, for his service. And next time you see your son, remind him what Army stands for. Aren't really Marines yet.
Oh!
So by saying that, no, in all seriousness, by saying that, that lets you know the competitiveness that veterans and military active duty people have. What people need to remember, everyone needs to remember, is it takes a certain individual to volunteer and enlist in the service. So that type A personality doesn't leave them when they're injured. So you have to remember that. You have to remember. So that's why we like the competitiveness, and that's why we had our second annual Secretary's Cup at Charlotte Country Club this year.
It's a wonderful competition, because all the military veterans with disabilities who've been introduced to the game of golf through PGA HOPE get into it, right? It's do they have
awesome
to qualify?
So what we do is we hold it each year wherever the PGA Championship is at, and we invite previous PGA Championship host sites to come. So we were in the first year, we were at Fiddler's Elbow for Baltusrol, where the PGA Championship was at. So we had Philadelphia, New Jersey, in the Met section. Each of them could send as many, the host sites could send as many teams as they want. We had five teams compete. And so this year, for the second, we were in North Carolina. North Carolina had four teams, and then the New Jersey section sent a team, and the Met section sent a team. So we had six groups out there. Now next year we'll be in St. Louis. New Jersey's committed, the Met section's committed, Philadelphia's committed, and the Carolina section's committed. So and then whatever St. Louis has. So we're continuing to grow this, and after the fifth year, we plan on opening it up to all whole programs. After we, you know, get lessons learned and able to function properly.
Right, right. It's a process.
Yeah. As you know.
Yeah, this is Chris Novak, PGA Hope coordinator. It's his job to kind of spread the word and get everybody involved in PGA Hope. It's part of PGA Reach, and Reach is the charitable foundation of the PGA of America, and Hope stands for helping our patriots everywhere. So one more time, Chris, how do people get involved? How do they get in touch with you?
They can reach out to pgareach.org. Or they can follow me on Action Novak on Twitter. But more importantly, I want to remind your listeners that people need to understand that it takes a nation to heal a veteran. The government can't do it alone. PGA of America can't do it alone. All these different veteran service organizations cannot do it alone. We all have to get together and help in this healing process. So it's very important that your listeners understand that and know what we're trying to do.
And that's beautifully said. Beautiful. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Chris Novak, PGA Hope coordinator, PGA Hope, helping our patriots everywhere. And I feel like I interrupted your final statement. So, Chris, what did you want to say finally?
Ask people to reach out to pgareach.org and just follow us and just understand that we're all in this together.
Awesome. And his on Twitter, he is at Action Novak. A-C-T-I-O-N, just like it implies, Action Novak. And you can follow PGA Reach at PGA Reach. Okay, thanks for being on the show, Chris. Real pleasure talking with you. Aloha. We're going to come back and discover the latest wedges from Cleveland Golf. And John Ray, he's their Vice President of Research and Development, Operations and Intellectual Properties. He's going to be on the show with us in a couple of minutes to discuss the new wedges. Yes, if you play a kind of cavity back iron, then this Cleveland CBX wedge is the one for you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
We're actually going to have to turn to somebody who knows a lot more about golf clubs than I do. Before we do that and go to Cleveland Golf's John Ray, the Vice President of R&D Operations and Intellectual Properties and co-author of The Wedge, I just thought I'd let you know about some tee times that are available. At Poipu, there's a 9:40, a 12 o'clock, and a 12:30. We've also got tee times at Kapolei at 9:30 and 10:30. They've just aerated about 3 days ago, so it's only $50. Makalei has a 9:36 and an 11:10. That was back on the Big Island. Let's stick to Oahu now. A Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:08 and 11:10. Makaha East, it's the Jack and Jill tournament, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's also a 10:45 through 11:15, some tee times there that you might like to take advantage of. Wailea's Gold Course has a 9:44, the Emerald a 9:53, and at Maui Nui there's a 10:28. Okay, let's go pick a wedge. And apparently, this gentleman's been coming up with wedges for a long time. Welcome into the clubhouse, John Ray.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, is it true that you've been, you know, like 30 generations of wedges with Cleveland Golf?
I've been here for 15 plus years. So that is about right. Not all of them have been our mainline wedges, but in that time, yeah, probably 30 different wedges that I've been working on.
Well, I figure a graduate from MIT with a degree in mechanical engineering puts you in the position of like having like this brain that just goes, I think I can do this with this. And then you got to go test it, right?
Very much so. We've got sort of an expression we always throw around here that just goes, wouldn't it be cool if?
Yeah.
And,
yes. Yeah,
and we just do whatever we can to make if happen.
Yeah, and golfers everywhere say the same thing. Wouldn't it be cool if, you know, I could strike the ball and it would go exactly where I wanted to go? Apparently, some of your wedges are helping us. I mean, I was trying to get up to speed just like on your smart soul wedge. You know, when everybody says smart, like your smartphone could do just about anything. Talk to it and it, boom, it happens. Let's just go with this. Before we talk about this brand new wedge, the Smart Soul Wedge, a super game improvement wedge, for anybody who has a problem getting out of the sand or getting out of the rough, out of the fairway, tight lies around the greens, that one, you know, you don't think about it much. Everybody talks about, God, I can never get out of the sand. But that tight lie around the green where you're in very short grass, there's nothing really to, you know, grab a hold of. Sometimes a little bit of grass makes you feel comfortable, but you're close to the green and there's no grass and you're supposed to chip it.
For many people, that is the dreaded shot. And we've got those two Smart Soul wedges that you mentioned, a Smart Soul S and a Smart Soul C. The S is the sand wedge, and it is for every golfer out there who just gets petrified when they end up in a bunker. This is the wedge that's going to help you get out every time, help you feel a lot more confident and shoot lower scores. On the other side, we've got the Smart Soul C for exactly that shot you're talking about, the shot that also scares the pants off of me, where it's just really tight lie. You need to do some sort of bump and run or some sort of pitch shot, and you know you're either going to blade it or you're going to stub it because you're worrying about blading it. That Smart Soul C is the club that sort of takes that fear away and makes that shot pretty easy to hit.
Wow, because, you know, I always go to my putter. If seriously.
Well, if you're the type of person that goes to a putter, you're the type of person that should be looking and trying out this club.
I think so. Now, there's like a three-tiered sole. So when I was researching that, I thought, okay, now there's the large sole, the middle section, and the third. How do I know which part to hit? Do I even need to know anything about that?
Yeah. For you as a golfer or any other golfer, I wouldn't worry about which section to hit. All you need to know is that in the past, we've made really just a generally wide sole and a smart sole type product. By putting these three tiers on it, we're now making it a more useful club beyond just that one shot it was designed for. So the first section plays kind of like a standard sole, so you can hit full shots out of the fairway, things like that. The second section plays kind of like a wider sole that you want for shots from the rough. And then that third section, the part that makes it really wide, is that part that helps you in the bunker get up and out of the bunker.
Ah, okay. Good. I don't have to think about it.
As a golfer, just look at the ball, hit the ball. All you need to worry about.
That's where the smart part comes.
Yep.
You are helping with smart stuff. That's good. Now, and the other question, okay. So, can I get rid of some irons if I have some wedges that really work?
Yes. That's one of the things we like people to understand is that it's roughly 65% of all of your shots come from 120 yards and in. And with that in mind, you need tools in that window. Just having one wedge and one putter puts you at a disadvantage, especially because you're carrying an extra fairway wood or a long iron that you may hit once every third round. You can pull one of those out and replace it with another wedge that you'll hit multiple times around that'll help you really score better rather than just hit a long shot.
And that's why Phil Mickelson has a whole bunch of wedges and doesn't care about the rest of his clubs?
That is why almost all professional golfers are carrying three or four wedges in their bag.
Wow. Wait, so what clubs do you give up? Like the six and seven?
Typically, I'd start at the other end of the set. So you've got your driver, you've got a fairway wood. Your next longest iron or hybrid is probably one, in most cases, you hit once around, if that. Those are the clubs I kind of look at taking out of the bag and adding more short irons, because realistically, you're not going to hit that club that often. When you do hit it, you're probably not going to hit the green anyway. You need those clubs for when you don't hit the green, so you can get up and down.
I'm glad I'm keeping my seven. I just am really comfortable with that particular loft of a club. It's interesting. What you just said is perfect, because it is such an individual game that what you need to do is look at what you don't use, take it out, and put something that can help you with your game. And sometimes it doesn't mean having to, you know, how many people use 14 clubs in a round if you're just a recreational player or someone who plays every couple of weeks? You know, it's hardly any, you're carrying stuff that's weighting you down and makes the whole process even that much more difficult. Lighten the load. Find something that kind of work for you. Now, this is what Cleveland Golf is coming out with now. It's the Cleveland CBX Wedge, a new category of wedge for golfers who play cavity back irons. Now, why was this important? John Ray is the, excuse me, let me just let everybody know who I'm talking with. John Ray, Cleveland Golf Vice President of R&D Operations Intellectual Properties.
Yeah, well, when you look at average golfers out there, I think the number is about 84% of all irons in the market are cavity back irons. Golfers are playing cavity back irons, and those cavity back irons are providing you forgiveness, lighter weight, ease of swinging, the ability to hit more accurate, better golf shots. But all these people who are playing cavity back irons are throwing blade wedges on the end of it. And as a result, you've basically got two sets of clubs in your bag. You've got your irons and your set of wedges that play dramatically differently. So what we've done is created a cavity back wedge that will feel the same as your cavity back irons, that will give you that same level of forgiveness, but has all of the wedge technologies that you'd expect to give you the spin around the greens.
Got it. That makes perfect sense to me. So it's kind of like some people like one length of iron because it's the same swing. So what you're doing is you're taking the club head, in this case, the wedge, and you're making it the same sort of as the rest of your irons are in your bag.
To an extent. We've made it a little bit lighter weight than a traditional wedge, so it's closer to the weight and swing weight of your cavity back irons. We've added a big cavity in the back of the head, so it gives it much more forgiveness and similar to what you would expect in your game improvement cavity back irons. And then we designed the sole to give you more forgiveness out of the rough and places like that, so that you don't have to worry when you miss the green with your irons. You've got wedges that are forgiving to help you get up and down.
So who plays the RTX 3 wedges?
So the RTX 3, in my mind, that's the better player. So that's the single-digit golfers, guys like that. And in that case, those wedges are really where we start to focus on giving a lot of options to get a really good precision fit. And when you get to the point where you're a single-digit golfer, the precision is what you really need. So the RTX 3 tends to come in multiple finishes, multiple bounce and grind options, things like that that don't really matter for you when you're a 15 or 20 handicap. But when you're a 2 or 3 handicap, you need those subtle details to get the final product right.
Yeah, and you're always, when you're a 2 or a 3, you want to get to a 1. So what do I? Yep. What can I do to be a 1? Well, that may be right there in the wedge, the way it is.
Yeah.
What about go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, the way we've got that whole sort of product lineup set up is, you've walked us through it, but we've got the smart soul for that 20-plus handicap who's got just some shot that they're petrified of. We've got the CBX wedge for all those people in the middle, and then the Rotex 3 for the better golfers who need the fine tuning.
That's awesome. So you have them all. I'm really, really impressed. I got to say that John Ray, Cleveland Golf Vice President of R&D Operations Intellectual Properties, is also co-author of The Wedge. It is a book. Tell us a bit about that for people who would like to know more about their wedge game.
So, well, when we started talking, you mentioned how many different wedges I've designed over my years here. And one of the things in all those years that sort of I found out, and a lot of the people that I'm working with find out, is that as much as we know about the product, it's just nearly impossible to get that information out to all the golfers. So a few years ago, we decided, hey, let's try to memorialize some of this information, and we'll put it into a book and let anybody who's interested get a chance to really understand golf clubs in a level of detail that they wouldn't be able to otherwise.
And that's what you've put together. So, but it's not complicated, right? From what I saw, I just kind of went through it. It's pictures too.
Yeah, it's a lot of pictures. I wouldn't say it isn't complicated, but we tried to write it in an easy way to read it.
Yeah.
But for all intents and purposes, you're flipping through a textbook of golf clubs here.
Yeah.
It's got everything about how it's made, what materials you'd use, to how you design it, and how it works.
I like all of that.
It's all in there somewhere.
I guess what I was trying to say, it's not like you're just reading text. You have illustrations to show. This is what I'm talking about here, and this is the illustration. Because when you guys are putting something together, your thoughts are in the process of creating it. And so you have pictures in your mind of how to make it, which makes it easier for the reader to read and then look at the picture that you're trying to create in your mind with those words, with the illustration in the book.
And those things are so hard to explain in words and so hard to read and understand that without the visuals, it's just nearly impossible.
Oh, you've been a pleasure to talk with John Ray, Cleveland Golf, Vice President of R&D Operations and Intellectual Properties. One day you're going to have to tell me what that intellectual properties part is.
That is all of our patents. Golf industry is a key thing.
I bet. I didn't think it was just tacked on there for, to impress me. Thanks, John.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Fred Torres. He's the creator of Slot Shot. And, if you've listened to my show, and it's been 19 years, if you've listened to my show, I really enjoy talking with people who've made something in their kitchen, does anybody have a basement anymore? In the garage, carport, and wherever you have that place that you get to in your man cave. We'll be back with Fred after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Let me just say that we are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Now, just back from the PGA 2017 Fashion and Demo Experience in Las Vegas, where it was held at none other than the Top Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse, Fred Torres.
Mahalo for having me.
Absolutely. Owner and creator of Slot Shot. What was it like in Vegas?
It was all work and no play. The play was in between the walk from the venue to my room. That was the play.
You were too tired to go play.
Exactly.
But it must have been great. It must have been exhilarating to see all that information and talk to all those people about what you've created.
Absolutely. You know, the learning curve of this business is vast. It's huge. And this opportunity was just a blessing for me.
Right. Because you know, you've got this idea and you're ready to go to market. And then you go to the PGA 2017 Fashion and Demo Experience and you go, wow, all of these people, yeah. Right? All those ideas that came to you for your product?
Exactly. All these teaching pros, all these marketers, all these, you know, pros that came by and they love this very simple idea of a training aid.
And that's what the beauty of that is. Slot Shot. You can go to slotshot.com. And Fred Torres came up with Slot Shot. Tell us, what is Slot Shot?
Well, Slot Shot basically puts you in connection with your body and the golf club. In simple terms, you're connected throughout the swing, from setup to the takeaway to the release. Your big muscle is always connected throughout the swing.
So this is a training aid. How do I put it on? Give us what it's like. What is it?
Simply like the concept of the towel or the hand glove or the head cover. The only difference with that is you have a lot of tension trying to hold on to the towel or trying to hold on to that hand glove. But with Slot Shot, simply flip it under your arm, pretty much close to your armpit, in between your elbow and your shoulder. And you have this lanyard or a coil that connects to your target side, or for right-handers, your left side. And what it does is it contours around your body under your arm and it keeps you connected. And it's a relaxed tension. It's nothing where you got to keep holding on to it. So you just let your arms rest and set up. you do your rotation, it promotes body rotation. And on the backswing, it promotes the proper slot, and you're on plane, and you swing your club, hitting the ball pretty much center, and your ball will go wherever you want. And it's proven by my friends there in Atlanta. They own a golf academy, you know, Swing Pros Atlanta, Trevor and Kevin. They're the technical side of the slot shot. They did studies with many clients at their academy.
Well, that's wonderful. So, now,
yeah.
Let's say I'm going to go play nine holes, and I always find myself having a difficult time of practicing on a, you know, on a range. I don't feel like I'm really getting what I need because I'm always standing on a flat surface going, you know, I don't have really the imagination maybe that it takes to actually, you know, hit to here, hit to there. But when I'm on a golf course, I feel somehow that now I'm, you know, really learning.
Yeah.
Can I wear it while I'm playing?
I do.
Okay.
I tell you something. Let me tell you a story. One day I was golfing at Tonopoly Golf Course, and my front six holes were terrible. You know, double bogey, triple bogey. I'm like, I told my friend, I'm going to put this on. And believe it or not, man, par. I got a birdie, but, you know, it was awesome. It was an awesome feeling, and people should try it. And I'm planning on holding social demos at several ranges out here, just randomly, and it's not going to be announced. I'm just going to go out there and see people that have training aids on and to try this out. And if they're interested, you know, they can go onto the website, slotshot.golf.
Slotshot.golf. Slotshot.golf. Slotshot.golf. Okay. Tell me when you cooked this up. I mean,
well, you know, I tried all these patterns, these designs. It took me 8 months to get to this final design where it contours around your body and it's good for, you know, left hand, right hand, women, children. And we have two sizes, large and mid-size. But, you know, I went to these craft stores, started buying foam. I started, believe it or not, you know, the picture on my website, that initial front page, that material on that slot shot is a yoga mat.
Yeah, did you cut it? What did you use to cut it up?
I use a scissors, and I'm like, oh man, this is a good feeling type of training aid. And inside is, you know, it's foam. It's a simple, light. You can carry it in your bag. It's light. It's not, you know. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds awesome. Now, okay, so now you've got the prototype. Right. That's so. Then you got to go figure out, OK, who's going to manufacture this for me? Because you're not going to take a yoga mat and cut up a
No. You know, on my website, you're going to see the makings of these prototypes. I mean, it was unbelievable. It took me 2 months to make 100.
See, but you did. You went to the trouble of making a bunch of them.
Yeah. And I took it to the show, and I ended up giving some away to those teaching pros, and some people bought, so, which is great. They bought, you know, each size because they felt this could be used on some of their students, which was very, very positive feedback.
I bet. Now, are you looking for the manufacturer?
Yes. So we're working with a couple of people right now, and, you know, the goal is to get 10,000 at the next show, which is in the PGA merchandise show in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, you're going to go to Florida. You're going to go to
yes.
the. You're
gonna, the big, go big.
Yo, go big. I was going to go big or go home.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Fred Torres, this is exciting. So what if I want to get one now?
I'll send you one now. But if, for those of you out there, slotshot.golf, you can order online. Or if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, stop by Swing Pros Atlanta Golf Academy and see Kevin or Trevor. They'll get you one, and they'll actually teach you how to use it.
That's great. And then if somebody, guys, ladies, I'm being very silly. I realized that when I said, you know, about men, women too. You know, if some fellow walks up to you and starts talking to you about this swing aid, Don't be frightened. It's Fred.
Yeah.
Fred's dropped in unannounced, and he's got this thing called the slot shot, and he wants to show you because maybe it'll work for you. And keeping all of those, tell us again why this is important. What is having that underneath your arm, in your armpit, holding all of your, you know, your big muscles together? Why is that important?
It keeps you relaxed throughout the backswing, the takeaway, and the release. And pretty much, golf is not supposed to be tension. It's supposed to be relaxed, have fun. You know, of course, with any training aid, it'll take some time. But with practice, you will have a consistent golf swing throughout the setup, takeaway, and release.
And you don't have to put anything under your arm that you'll have to hang on and squeeze, right?
Right. It attaches to your target sight.
Awesome. Fred Torres is owner and creator of the Slot Shot. It's slotshot.golf. Go there. Check it out. So good to meet you, Fred. Thanks for being on the show.
Pleasure meeting you, Danielle, and I'll talk to you soon.
Good. Okay. Yes, you must tell me how things are going so that when you go to the big show, I can talk about you. Okay?
I will. Thank you. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to Houston. Yeah, yeah. We don't have to go to Houston. They probably don't want us to come to Houston right now because Houston's dealing with Harvey, and that's enough to, you know, keep everybody just at home. Hunker down, bunker down, and I'm not sure. I have a feeling that Bob Bupka is doing just fine. We're going to find out how things are. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative! Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I gotta get Bob Bupka over for the 10th biennial ASPGA Hawaii Golf Industry Conference. It's on Thursday, September 7th at the Kahala Hotel and Resort. I'll stand. He can sit in my chair. It is sold out, but the keynote speakers are Ben Crenshaw, you know, Ben, and PGA of America CEO Pete Bevacqua. And then there's the industry leaders here in Hawaii, George Saragati, the Hawaii Tourism Authority CEO, Corbett Kalama, the chairman of Friends of Hawaii Charities, and Sanjeev Hulagal from the Four Seasons Oahu at Ko'olina. It's going to be quite the event. I'm really looking forward to listening to all the wisdom that I'm sure we'll hear about. Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport and host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. Change the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response, and author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Hey, Bob, are you dry?
Well, so many times I've been on a Danielle Tucker show. This is the first time I'm doing it from underwater. So this is an experiment.
An experiment. Now,
it's incredible what's happening here in Houston, and there's certain areas that are getting hit harder than others. Very fortunate thus far. We're in a safe area, kind of a high area. We never anticipate any problems from the water. Of course, tornadoes and hurricane winds have predicted, and not only for today, but for the next 5 days.
Wow.
I mean, it's unprecedented what we're anticipating here. In excess of 40 inches of rain, 47 inches is about a half a year's rain. I take that back. It's a whole year's rain, and we're going to have 40 inches in 5 days. So it's you know, a dire situation for so many people, and we hope they're all right. A lot of golf courses are getting damaged right now, and living in Hawaii, I don't think you do. You get hurricanes in Hawaii?
just a few.
You do. Yes. You do, right?
Yeah, we get them. We get them, and they hurt. They hurt a lot. They wiped out Kauai. We had the amazing, just incredible what it did to Kauai. Iniki came through. Eva, a lot of people said, what was that? Well, it came through on the leeward coast of Oahu and just tore up just about every utility pole you can imagine on the coast. And when it comes down, the winds came down through the valley on the windward side. I watched corrugated iron get blown in the wind like a hanky. And what's terrifying is that stuff that like that, you know, if it actually gets blown into you, it's not going to feel like no hanky. And that's, I opened the show talking about the sounds that you have to, you know, it's relentless. The wind won't stop pounding on your house. The rain is pounding. I think that's probably one of the most nerve-wracking parts about being in a storm of this magnitude that Harvey is. I'm so glad you do live, though, kind of on a stretch of real estate in Texas, huge real estate, that's kind of further away from where the center of the storm is going?
Yeah, absolutely. But we're on the east side and the northeast side of where the storm is located right now, and they call that the dirty side. And, you know, like overnight, we heard the heavy rain, and I always get great comfort when it becomes that daylight and you can see actually what's going on out on your property. You know, when it's totally dark and the rain is howling, it's a little unsettling. But hey, we're safe. We're sound. Let's talk some golf.
I'm on with
Danielle Tucker, and it doesn't get any better than this.
Yes, and our prayers and thoughts go out to everybody. And seeing Corpus Christi right on the coast when it came ashore, that was like stunning. And like you said, it was at night, the worst possible time for something like that to happen. But we're going to go to golf now. The FedEx Cup playoffs are starting right now. First time at Glen Oaks, Long Island. Awesome event. What's that golf course like? Does anybody get to go there if they're not a PGA Tour player and not a member?
No.
No.
it's a very, very private club, and more than one player. What I'm about to say is probably going to cause a lot of your listeners to say that can't be true, but it is 100% true, and I've known about this place on a firsthand basis for quite a while. My best friend's brother has been the head pro there for the past, or was the head pro there for 27 years, but a lot of players are saying that Glen Oaks is in better condition than the Masters when they play Augusta National. So I've known that for quite a while. It's a real gem of a golf course. Very, very private. They really don't like a lot of attention. They agreed to this. I don't know if they'll agree to it anymore. But, it's an experiment for them. But the players, truthfully, are really getting a real treat this week. It's absolutely immaculate.
That's probably, they don't have a Facebook page. They don't have a Facebook page. I went, these people don't need any Facebook pages. They don't want no publicity. We have a four-way tie in this first of the FedEx Cup playoffs. And I heard on Golf Channel, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth. So when I actually looked at the leaderboard, I went, wow, Jonathan Vegas. Awesome. This is an amazing leaderboard, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, boy, your heart has to go out to Jonathan Vegas just with what he's been dealing with over the last couple of years with everything that's going on down in Venezuela. Your heart feels for him. He has many friends, family that still live down there, a lot of trouble. And now he has family that are here in Houston. He's trying to play a golf tournament on Long Island, worried about his people back here in Houston. He's one tough guy and one nice guy. He doesn't make a lot of noise out there. He just goes about his business. You wonder how good he is. Well, he won the Canadian Open. Jack Nicklaus never won the Canadian Open. Then he went back and defended his title at the Canadian Open. I mean, that's really impressive stuff. And he's on the threshold of breaking through maybe a World Golf Championship event. If he gets confidence, Danielle, in at that level, then, of course, you have to look at him as somebody that's, likely or has a good shot to win a major in his career. He's that good a player. Went to the University of Texas, came here, did not speak, spoke very little English, but somehow managed to get through and just been, as I said before, one of the real good guys out there. I got to meet his entire family a couple of years back. He's a big fan of Janice. Anytime he sees Janice, they always have a nice conversation. When I say Janice, the executive producer of anything that I do. We're rooting for Jonathan Vegas a little bit, but that's a pretty good leaderboard. I don't think you can go wrong with any one of those names coming out on top.
No, and it was interesting seeing Dustin Johnson swinging. He seems to have lost the tightness in that back. He's much looser.
Yeah, a good observation on your part. I mean, going into the Masters, he had won three events in a row. He was an overwhelming favorite to win down at Augusta. He slipped and fell on his back. Must have felt like getting hit by one of those hankies. And I couldn't help but I used to be quick enough. When you said getting hit by one of those hankies, I'm sure it would make you panky. But that's about as bad as it gets, so we'll leave it there. But he is swinging much, much better now. And he's the number one golfer in the world. I mean, he's massive talent, good at putting, good wedge. Hits at 9 million miles. What can you say about the guy? I mean, he's won on the tour, won at least one event every year for the last 10 years. So he's no Johnny come lately.
No, no.
He's been out there, United States Open champion. I mean, he has all the credentials in the world.
Exactly. Now, here, let's go to Ricky Fowler. Now, these all were before play started today, underway now, of course. But yeah, the four were tied for the lead, and I thought it was an interesting foursome. Ricky Fowler, Ricky Fowler. When is Ricky Fowler going to be like the FedEx Cup champion? It's like he's always the kid that hasn't won the major, and he's always still in college. He's a great, great, great golfer. He's got such personality. He's one of the most popular golfers on the tour. Kids love him. And part of me thinks he hasn't really become, he's still a kid. He hasn't really become, I don't know. It's like he's in between. What do you think?
Well, what you're saying is very profound, because at the start of this year, he works under Butch Harmon. And Butch Harmon said, it's time to put the big boy shoes on and let's get something done here. You got way too much talent. You have to take it to the next level. I'll say this much, kind of interesting. They're playing at Glen Oaks this week. But this past Sunday, two players, Justin Thomas, our reigning PGA champion, and Ricky Fowler, where did they go? They went about 50 miles east out on Long Island to play Shinnecock in preparation for the United States Open, which is going to be contested there next June. And both played extremely well. Both came back, said that's as fine a golf course as they've ever played in their life. So the U.S. Open next year is going to be simply outstanding. I might point out that if any of you, your golf fans that love the game as much as they do, and they want to go to an exceptional U.S. Open, I would highly recommend making plans to come to the one on Shinnecock, enjoy Eastern Long Island. Hawaii's the ultimate paradise, but I'll tell you one thing, the east end of Long Island in the summertime, it's not too far behind.
I've heard that, and I've often thought, God, Bob Bupka, the voice of golf, talk sport, and the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, such a lucky guy to have grown up on Long Island. I mean, that's before it was taken over by all of the rich cats.
Yeah, well, I had quite a career out there because I got invited to so many of the parties by the high society people.
Yeah.
It was actually they were hiring me because they wanted a token local. when I'd walk around the room and they'd say, "Which side of Manhattan are you from?" And I said, "No, I live out here." "You live out here in the wintertime? You live out here?" So I made it popular before anybody ever even thought about it.
But
it is an incredible place, mainly because of the concentration of spectacular, and I mean spectacular, golf courses. There's no place on this planet that has the concentration of high quality golf courses like the East End of Long Island. Some of which, you hear about Shinnecock. Not even a lot of people hear about National Golf Links of America, which is right next door. There's a Maidstone that makes Pebble Beach look like, a second-class citizen. I mean, so the quality is unequaled, yet super expensive. It's very commonplace in the Hamptons for somebody to buy a $10 million home, Danielle. A $10 million home, and then the next day they have it leveled. They don't even take time to get the furniture out or the appliances. Boom, bulldozer, get it down. We want that property. We want to build what we want. And then they put up their own home.
So they don't even have a garage sale?
No garage sales. They don't want anybody on the property.
Okay, that's a whole different strata.
it's funny that you mentioned garage sales, because if you look in the Guinness Book of Records, I had a spat with a girlfriend a long time ago, and I came back from a golf trip, and all my stuff was on the lawn.
Oh, yes.
So they've given me credit for the first yard sale ever in the history of the United States.
Thank you. All right. Do you think Phil Mickelson should pick Phil Mickelson to be on the President's Cup team?
Absolutely. He gets along with the younger guys. He'll reach down and, don't forget, basically the bottom line of President's Cup, it's a show. It's entertainment. Who wins or who loses? Is it that important? Not really. It's much better to have a closely contested event than a lopsided win for the United States. And Phil Mickelson is star power, and I think he will be picked. That's my own personal opinion, but we'll wait and see what he does, the captain does.
Yeah, I think Steve Stricker said something along the lines of, "I'm going to ask Phil if he feels like he can contribute, and if he says yes, I'll pick him." So it's like, okay.
So Phil's picking himself.
Yeah, he's picking himself. What was your first thought when you heard that Billy Payne, speaking of the Masters earlier, was retiring?
I thought Billy Payne did a wonderful job at the helm of Augusta National. I love how he's made golf much more global than it's ever been, with the Asian Amateur Championship, which, don't forget, was won by Hideki Matsuyama. So certainly proves to be a good proving ground for young talent. The Latin America Championship, the drive, chip, and putt that he's brought in. Billy Payne took over having run the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta, and they were a tremendous success. So he had all the credentials in the world. It was no surprise that he did the job that he did. Now, the incoming president, we will not talk about him because I refuse to do that at this juncture.
Okay.
I keep my to myself. I want to be allowed back to Augusta next April. Let's put it that way.
I was going to say, so I guess Fred will have a tough time, but filling the shoes of Billy Payne, because, I mean, after everything Billy Payne did, all of the things that you just mentioned, and Hideki Matsuyama, by the way, won the Asia. I remember you and I talking about this kid a few years back. He won twice. So going back to Augusta National twice as an amateur, a huge stuff has happened. And then I just thought I was reading Morning Read, and I think it was Steve Yellen or one of the writers said that the USGA had issued a report saying that the driving distance issue is now under control because the average driving distances on five of the seven tours has increased only 1.2% or 0.2 yards per year. And I went, seriously? I mean,
well, I'm glad you said that, Danielle, because the biggest single problem confronting golf right now is the distance that the players are hitting the golf ball. It used to be a solo voice saying that the ball had to be reined in a little bit. That voice belonged to Jack Nicklaus. Every opportunity 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that he could talk about the golf ball, he would. He became exhausted trying to convince the USGA that they had to do something. And now that solo that he was singing is a choir, and that choir is getting bigger. And the USGA better step up to the plate and do something, because there are too many fantastic golf courses in this country and in the world that have become antiquated, unusable, if they don't do something about the golf course. You can't force golf course owners to build golf courses that are 8,000 yards, 8,500 yards. The expense is too great. The average player playing that golf course is going to absolutely hate it. Something has to be done. And I think Danielle Tucker ought to let her voice be known to the United States Golf Association that ball better come back so that we can all enjoy the game that we have enjoyed since 1450.
Bob Bupka, it is always a pleasure having you on the show. You stay safe. We love you. We want to talk to you again real soon. So we'll have to figure out a good date for you to be back on the show real soon, okay? Real soon.
I love it, Danielle. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project. Like the man said in the spot you heard during the show, that ugly old thing can turn into artwork, polished concrete. You think it's like marble, okay? Futuristone, only the best. Creative Plumbing, speaking about the best. Whether a building or a shopping center, a small little store, a custom home, something, that's $10 million and they just want to rip it apart and so they can build what they want on it. That you go to Creative Plumbing, okay? Townhouse, something very affordable, something very, like, old, and you want to restore it because it was built in the 30s and it's absolutely gorgeous, you go to Creative Plumbing, right? If it's a new build, if it's a renovation, it's a repair, Creative Plumbing. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety, and spiff up your home. So it's for your business or it's for your home. You want to spiff up your home? Just call Rainer Doors. All right. And if you'd like to hear the show again, it's at radiogolfclub.com. That's radiogolfclub.com. And remember, it takes a nation to heal a veteran. We got that from Chris Novak today. Takes a nation to heal a veteran. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.